Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this 28th day of April. We are well into springtime, and we are, well, that is in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm sure it's a very beautiful autumn April in the Southern Hemisphere. Actually, every season is beautiful if we just have the right perspective on it. And we behold the changes that are happening for the clearing of our life and the refurbishing of our life. We can process through anything. The important thing is to keep our life actually flowing so that changes can occur. And what tends to happen when something starts to come on us that looks like it's not exactly what we want? It might be something as innocent as catching a cold or being overdrafted in our bank account. What we tend to do is we stop, because we want to stop that one little change. But actually, change is changed by more change. And that's when we really need to get back in the flow and change everything even more. So as we come to this altar of Christ, we come in a state of peace and love, but also with a state of expectation that anything and everything can and will change. We pray for it to change graciously, by the grace and the will of God and the love of Christ, and that we may be anointed with their spirit, that in that we can look at these changes and manage them profitably with a good spirit, a good heart, and direct them toward a good service and a good end. So we are, when we come to receive a blessing, yes, we do come to be still as if we were in prayer. But have you ever noticed that sometimes the most powerful prayers were prayed when you were singing, when you were dancing, when you were walking in the woods, when there was movement coming through you? That's something to keep in mind, because our universe and all of life was not created in a state of stopping with the brakes on. And it takes a lot of faith to keep moving when a few things start looking not so bad. I mean, not so good. We have to think, well, it's not so good, but it's not so bad either. Let me just see how I can swing that into a more beneficial direction. And as that swing occurs, we begin to feel the blessings of God, the love of Christ, and all the benefits that start emerging. We swing it a little more into that beneficial direction, and we start feeling more and more alive. As always, I like to open our blessing call with words from our congregation, our family, our friends, to see how you're doing, check in on you, let you check in on us, and we stir the fires of love up just a little bit. So I'm going to open the call to Anthony. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Nice to talk
yeah.
to you. I have a couple of blessing requests that I want to put in right away.
Okay.
My friend Steve, that I mentioned last week, I'm going to keep sending a blessing to him. He's got a potential loss of a limb due to the complications of diabetes.
Oh,
but he's had
goodness.
Some improvement. This week he's had some improvement, but it's still potential.
Great.
Hey,
you know, some improvement is something to celebrate.
Yeah, he feels
And we tend to think, oh, well, that's not enough. That's when we're being tested.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. But his spirits are good, and he's definitely got the right focus. I think he's very enthusiastically receiving the blessings. Also, my dear friend Frank and my friend Will, the two brothers, they lost Frank's nephew, Will's son, Will Jr., he's age 21. So they're sending them love and support because they're dealing with the loss of Will Jr. And I have another very dear friend who has a daughter with some challenges. She's got some serious mental health challenges, and she's got a bunch of young children. And she's also pregnant with another child. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I think she's got, this will be her third child, and all of these kids are under 5 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Chrissy is her name. So I want to send a blessing to her for light and help and healing.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to add one other thing, but you go ahead. What's your thought?
Oh, I was just going to say a lot of us have one sort of handicap or another, but that doesn't mean we cannot be fully alive in our life. And having a handicap, whether it's an illness, a mental challenge such as depression or some other bipolar or some other mental affliction, that's just a handicap. That's all. It's not a negative stamp on your life. And you can build phenomenal aliveness around it. Some of the most beautiful trees in the world were the ones that were disfigured in youth. But they grew around it, and they have this sculpture-like branching. And, I mean, really, they look like something that should be in a museum.
Yeah.
So let's look at our life. Not in terms of what has inhibited it in one way or another, but what is able to grow around it and become a beautiful creation of God.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And your dad, Steve, is also, he's someone who loves your work too.
Sweet. Well, yeah, I hope it blesses really, him. That's the most important thing.
Yes, it does. He has he's read Love Without End multiple times, and he's also read The Keys. So he's another enthusiastic person, you know, kind of part of our extended community.
Oh, great. Great. Well, give my love to all your friends, and let them know they're being remembered in our blessing on Sunday. We hold them all in our heart, and I have a few requests myself today, but I'll hold mine until I've taken those from our membership family. Okay. I think
right.
It's Eva on now. I have trouble remembering your phone recognition, but I believe it's Eva.
Hi.
Yes.
You are correct. This is Eva on my daughter's phone, Leilani. And I would like to ask a blessing. This week I was with a massage therapist, and we got to talking about various healing modalities and so forth. And she mentioned her brother who has a brain tumor, cancer, which has, I think, been going on for quite a while. He's been doing chemo and some other methods, which she doesn't feel are terribly effective, but this was his path. So I mentioned the blessings, and she was very willing to have him being put on to the blessing list, and his name is Jamie.
Jamie. Okay, that's wonderful. And he is on.
And her name is Lisa, the sister. So I'm sure she would appreciate your blessings as well. So,
all right.
I wanted to do blessings for them, and hopefully, their lives can be improved.
And, yes, and Charlie always.
Always, yes. He's sitting here, too, by me. And actually, he's on an upswing again. We were actually, when his reevaluation came up for hospice care, they decided he was no longer eligible for hospice care. And at first, that was a little disturbing because that was my lifeline after getting rather depleted in order to have help come in. But it's good news because...
Of course it's good news.
So it was a matter of what do we do next. So finally,
yeah.
It was more complicated because we're out of state. And so we would have more services in our home state of New Jersey. But here, they did not apply. So we looked around and were not too successful at first. But finally, last week, and this was another healing practitioner, a chiropractor we've been going to who does not the old-time chiropractic, but something called... something about spinal analysis and body geometry. Anyway, she's been very effective with me, and I was able to take him, and I feel like that's another thing that's helping him. And then she gave me a name of another retirement community that sends people out, and sure enough, they had help available, and now I will get help 2 days a week starting this week, and that will be...
That is wonderful.
Yes, it was just after all the runaround, it was so easy all of a sudden. I called this place and, yeah, we can do that. And it was like, oh, everybody else was saying, oh, we got a waiting list, we got this and that and the other thing. It says, well, that's what happens when finally, you know, the blessings come through, I guess. So so that should make things better again this week. But I was just exercising with him a little while ago, and he was doing better with his feet. And hopefully we'll be back to walking again and doing those things which he wants to be doing. So, yes, thank you for all your blessings. I know they have done much for me and my family.
I am so, it's a privilege and a pleasure, Eva. And thank you for being one among us who offers a blessing to the world with your life all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Stormy? You are on. It's always good to hear from you.
Yes. Just before the call, I decided to bring a specific blessing from the I Am song. One of the verses is, I have lived as a tree in a quiet forest green, my roots deeply drinking from an underground stream.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Now, to be that tree, to go back to that place where we've had, you know, a life in another form.
Uh-huh.
And to get us centered and get us through just that peaceful tree like Buddha sat under. And finally, all of a sudden, the answer came to him because he just sat down and the tree, you know, spoke to him. The simplest. And also remembering you one time telling me, all I really need... don't need a big building. All I need is a tree to teach my students and people to come to. and I've done that.
Uh-huh.
But specifically, because you mentioned tree and you were asking for a blessing, I see how that ties in for your own personal situation.
Oh, yeah, We definitely need a very big tree.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be when I had a vineyard, we had a long alley of oak trees, and some of them were just tremendous, like the big live oak trees you see in the deep south with the limbs spreading out. And what I would love to do is sit at the base of the tree and think about all the life that it hosted. Of course, the obvious life were birds and squirrels, but it didn't stop there. It was a host to moths. It was a host to little insects. It was a host to probably 100 or more species of life that were symbiotic with that oak tree. And I think that one of the greatest things we can all develop is the spirit of symbiotic availability. In other words, to be open yourself to be part of a family, connections, a community that have accepted you and you accept them, and together you create life. I was called to bring forth this idea and this information to you just very, very suddenly last week by Yeshua. He had been preparing me for about, I would say maybe a couple of weeks for the reality that there would be another webinar this spring. And I was saying to him, okay, that will be wonderful, but do you think I could get through a few other things first? Well, as it turns out, getting through those other things required that I offer the seminar first, because I needed to refresh my understanding about how to get through those things. You know, everybody, we think because we get up in the morning and we're still, we're still able to walk and eat and go to the kitchen and take a shower that we're alive. And praise God, technically we are. But think about how that compares to when you were 4 years old. I mean, let's face it. There's a difference. When you were 4 years old, you could get out of bed, jump and run, play outside for 2 hours, and your mom would have to chase you down to come in and get breakfast. Right? Okay. That's alive. When you were in school, in the fifth grade, the teacher would leave the room for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, to go to the principal's office. And she would come back, and the class was a roar with noise, and maybe somebody hanging off of the light fixture. Not saying that was a good thing, but boy, they were alive. You see, life is like an electric wire. It just can't be stopped. It's going to move. It's going to flow. And it's going somewhere. This is why it's not safe to touch one that's not either capped off or directed toward its intended connection. And what creates life are connections. That's what creates life, connections. But what we're going through today in the world is actually what was prophesied in the book of Revelations. I don't think there's any among us that don't realize we are already into tribulations. When we look around the world and we see bombings happening to innocent people who are not part of a military engagement, and if they're not part of an official military engagement, they're children, they're people going to church or in school. We know we are in tribulations. We've been building up to it for a century, but everything we had in the 20th century was just a build-up because it was strategized and declared openly to the public so that people could protect themselves or take sides or make their own vigilant attempt to bring peace and termination to the conflict, to make resolution to the conflict. After 9/11 happened in the United States, no one has permission anymore. Things are just happening. You're not able to defend yourself. You're not able to vote against it. You're not able to say where you will be when the next thing happens. I was reminded of this last week, and it's something that I do want to ask a blessing for. Our the minister that takes care of our mission in Nigeria was going to a filling station just to fill up a few tanks to start the generator back at the mission headquarters, because right now the electrical boxes are being shot out off the light poles. Just minor terrorism, just knocking out the light poles. And so electricity goes out in the neighborhood, and they have to run generators, which are not really safe, and it's costly to get gas. So he went to get gas at a nearby service station. And some guys came up in a car. They were armed. They went inside, robbed the service station, shot and killed the manager, and shot and killed his little boy. They ran out, and they pointed a gun to our minister, and he threw everything he had at them, his cell phones, his wallet, and ran for dear life. They shot at him, but because he was running, they missed him. But that just brings home to the fact that things like this are happening everywhere, all over the place, not by consent, not by expectation. We are in tribulations. One of the things you need to know, every one of you needs to know this, is you need to be very, very careful about your connections. And I'm not saying this to generate fear. I'm saying this in order to avert the problems that are being stirred up to make you afraid. And one of the tools, which was actually stated in the book of Revelations, is that the forces of evil will flood you with so much information, you cannot take it all in. What does that sound like, my friends? Does it sound like the internet? Does it sound like all of these so-called good ideas that turn out to be fake? Does it sound a lot like these fake connections we get that give us nothing, but they eat up our time? Sounds a lot like it to me. Okay, the best way to destroy good connections is to distract people with a flood of fake connections. Have you ever tried to plug an electric light into a dead outlet? Did you get light? No, you didn't. But you wasted your time doing it. And then you went to another and another, and you found, well, they're all dead. And finally, get the right idea. I'm going to go to the fuse box. Oh, okay, the breaker box has been shut down. Yeah. You turn the breaker box on, and then you have to go back through the whole rigmarole again, and you find out one or two of these may be okay. See, that's a little bit like what Eva went through moving from her home state. She went to another state. And she made call after call after call. And they were all like dead outlets. They didn't have anything for her. Finally, she got to what we might call a hub connection, which flipped the breaker on, and she was able to call back through and find at least a little bit of help. You see, we're making big changes in our life, and we're being forced to make these changes, but are we? Are we being scared to make these changes? Is that what's happening? But we find that we make connections and they don't work. And then we make more connections. They don't work. What you really need in your survival toolkit for, I would say, about the next 10 years, it's not going to pass quickly, my friends. You need to be equipped. You need to have your whole Girl Scout, Boy Scout toolkit furnished with the right information. Now, we know it will be shortened because we are told in the book of Revelations these days will be shortened or none would survive. Okay? About how long could we survive undergoing this? Well, we've already been undergoing it on a gradual curve into heat for about 18 years. We're probably not going to go through it for more than maybe another 10 years. But it will get worse before it gets better. So you need your survival toolkit. Learn how to find connections that are live. This is what brings you back to being 6 years old again. And being 6 years old again is what gives you the energy to run out around and play and maybe not have that much to eat, but you still run around and play and you still sleep like a baby and you have sweet dreams. You still have someone around you who loves you and you love that person. Those who love each other will be cared for, will see through this. And Yeshua gave us the key. He said, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And love each other as yourself. He gave us the way through. He gave us the answer. And it's time we really, really paid attention. Because we need our connections. And we need them really, really strongly right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our church is being violently attacked. The hit on our ministry in Africa was just one example. Some of our ministers and our blessing givers are being hit really badly. Why? Because we're a source of love and we're keeping people connected. We want to keep you connected. And we want to tell you how to stay connected with your family, how to find the best connections in your environment, and how to find the connections that really, really mean something to you. And that doesn't mean you be indifferent to the others. You don't be indifferent to anybody. But let's face it, if they're not true connections, they're not going to help anybody. They're not going to help the other person either. And so you might as well get them set on their way to go find something and someone that really supports them and means something to them. We had Love Without End, the 20th anniversary edition. The 20th anniversary edition posed to be ready before Easter. And the printer kept rejecting all of my sending, everything I sent, and I didn't send them one thing wrong. That we have had 60 printings of that book, and we only made a few corrections. We added a 25-page index, and we changed the cover. That's it. And believe me, I know how to get a book ready for press. And they kept finding something wrong, something wrong, something wrong, something wrong. And I thought, okay, I'm going to call the headquarters, and I'm going to go as high up as I need to go to make the connection I need. And I finally found the person that I've been working with for all these years, who'd just gone upstairs through one promotion after another and left new people coming in who really don't know or care anything about us. I finally found her, and she looked at it. She said, there's nothing wrong with your book submission. I'll take care of it on Monday. Okay? That's an example. Don't get discouraged if one of your connections that's coming onto you isn't working. Keep going till you find the one it is. And that's not the only thing that's happened lately. I thought we would have this book out before Easter, and we seriously needed it to be out for your benefit, for the benefit of our students and our study group, and for the benefit of our church income. We seriously needed it. And as I was praying, Yeshua was telling me, do a webinar. And I said, but my mind isn't clear to do one. And he said, what do you need most? And I said, I need to really be alive again. Okay, that's your webinar. In other words, you teach in order to learn. And he began to teach me. And I realized, okay, I really want people to have this. I seriously want you to have it, so how can I make it even more interesting for you? I'm going to give you a bottle of our essential oil, Aliveness, a $17 coupon. All you have to do is apply it, and you get your bottle of Aliveness. And it'll trigger on a subconscious level, a subliminal level, the spirit of Aliveness. I've been wearing it every day now for 5 days, and it's really, really been helping. And we're going to put every person who enrolls in that webinar, you're going to go into a lottery to draw for a G-Clay of Yeshua. That's a pretty strong motivation, and that's going to give you a powerful connection that will help you every day of your life get through these problems. So I'm bringing these connections as alive as I can for you. And there's only one thing I could call that webinar, alive. Because that's what we all need to be right now, a live wire that can blow everything off that tries to distract us, harm us, pull us aside, or pull us outside the grace of God. And we don't have to fight anything. And if you notice, there's nothing there. If you read the book of Revelations 100 times, you'll notice there's nothing for us to fight. The angels are doing it all for us. That's why we started with the webinar about angels. They're going to do the fighting for you. All you have to do is stay connected to God and keep yourself vigilant and alive and within your own integrity. That's all you have to do. God will take care of the rest. And why are we going through all of this? Well, it's very simple. Humanity is going to take a big leap forward. And when it does, a lot of the forces and powers that have been ruling the world will be left behind. Now, I don't mean to say a bad word about them. I'm not going to say they're going to hell. It's just that for them, being left behind will feel like being in hell because they've been used to pushing people around. They've been used to having their own way. They've been used to living high on the pillaging of others and not paying for it. They're not going to know what to do without that power. So when they're left behind, they'll be eating their own tail, trying to stay alive. And we can pray for them that they will learn from it and get over it and turn over a new leaf. We're not sending condemnation to anybody. It's just God wants you to move ahead. God wants you to step up to a higher plane because humanity has to step up to a higher plane. And that's where you will be healed. I want to mention something to you, very important. Every blessing that Yeshua ever offered, there's some indication, sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's very obvious, that that person comes alive in the sense of rejoicing before they were healed. It's like, oh my God, oh Lord, oh praise, praise God. And then they were walking. He first brought them alive. Okay? It's life that created you. Let me just take you back to the first chapter of the Bible, the book of Genesis. I don't know if you were created out of clay in the sense of that stuff we bake for bricks, but it's a good analogy that there's part of you that came from the earth, okay? It had its pet. In other words, heaven and earth met at a certain point and created you. You came from the pathway of life building up from the earth. But that wasn't enough to create you. You were created when God breathed your soul into you. And that was your immortal life. You were created by life, as life, for life. And the only way you will rise above your predicaments is to come alive. I mean, really alive. We're going to talk about it from so many levels. We're going to talk about it spiritually and emotionally, of course. We're going to talk about it productively, of course. We're going to talk about it in terms of what you eat and how you engage with your family, your fellow men, your friends at work. We're going to talk about the benefits you will have by just bringing more life. To walk in the door and you're alive. When is the last time you noticed somebody walk in the door and they were totally alive, did everyone turn and look to them? Of course they did. Even if it was somebody they didn't like, they would turn and look at them. Why? Because life is what we all want. And not only now, we want eternal life. And Yeshua not only promised that we would have a better life walking on this earth, but we would live forever. We want to start living that, my friends. And that's not a small thing, it's a big thing. And I really, really want to ask for your help. Because we're doing very important work here to help people take a step up, to move a step beyond. We know now that the new Love Without End is going to press Monday. We know that now. I've got assurances on that. We know now that the webinar Alive will start next Sunday. And you're going to be given some wonderful gifts just for participating with that, because your participation in that is going to help everybody around you come more alive. And we have another contest going on just because contests are fun. And I didn't mean to pressure anybody. Please, please don't take it that way. It's just that every month somebody will spend $500 either in some combination, maybe a combination of a donation, UG clay, essential oils, some books for a book group. Somebody will do that. And in months past, those people, if it was happening right now, they're going to get a framed UG clay as a thank you for doing that, because I want them to know we really, really, really appreciate it. And if we can speed up that process, then that's an extra blessing to us. We know that that's not possible for most of you, but we're going to make something possible for every one of you, because so many of you, see, either in purchasing the webinar or something else, will spend $50. And that's a ticket. That's a raffle ticket for you into the drawing. Every $50 is a raffle ticket. So let's come alive. Let's be joyful. Let's bring some beauty into our life. Let's bring some fun. Let's play. And let's get over this challenge. Because evil doesn't have a chance compared to God. Yeshua overcame it on the cross. But we have to overcome it with our vigilance and our faith and our belief in ourselves and our belief that life wins out. Because let's face it, without life, what would there be for anybody? Really. That's why evil can't ever win out. Even if it temporarily did, it would consume itself and everything would die. It can't win. So why? Why don't we just give it? Give it a peaceful death and let it get over these false impulses that are just hurting everybody. Let's get on with life. That's what we need to do. Okay, my friends. Nobody else has come onto the blessing board. Yeah, let me, let me check here and just make sure. Okay, Jean Marie, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. Yeah, I just came from my brother's house a little while ago, and I would like a blessing for him. He's going through a horrible amount of pain with something called trigeminal neuralgia, and what he was prescribed was nothing but, antidepressants, and he really needs help in the pain department, so we could just, you know, help ease the suffering until he can find a solution to this, because it's pretty excruciating and hard to watch.
I'm so sorry.
So that is my request.
And what is his name?
Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N.
He's on my list and in my heart.
Thank you,
Jean Marie.
Yeah, thank you for the nice message.
You're welcome. And Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda.
Aloha.
Aloha, and this beautiful community. Thank you so much for that message. Things make a lot more sense now. I have, just sort of that aliveness. I've just been, so feeling this kind of drain and thinking about aliveness so much. And so I just want to ask, I look forward to the webinar, and I just want to ask a special blessing. I just for myself to just keep waking up and to come back to my joy and my aliveness that I have so much of, but lately has felt just so sludgy, feel, like this so tired sludge in my body and in my energy. So just a prayer to lift that for myself and for all my brothers and sisters.
Okay, you and about 5 billion other people.
Exactly.
You're not alone, Sarah, and we do hold that for you, and that's what the blessing is all about. We bring you more alive, and you'd be surprised how many things start being good that you didn't even think about, and when those things start being better, then the things you are worried about start going away too.
Yes.
That's beautiful. The way it works. Okay. Thank you. And Susan, I'm going to take you on quickly. Hi.
When you decided to do this and call it alive, what came to me were A's. First of all, I was adamant about being alert, aware, awake. I thought it was amazing to be alive. So that's what
yes.
I can do all with. That was
well, you know, little... you actually contributed to the evolution of this title, because in our jam session, I think it was a little over a week ago, I was asking my friends on the call, because I was still wondering I knew there would be a webinar, and mm-hmm. Yeshua had not revealed. He was waiting for me to discover it, like he always does, mm-hmm. because when I discover it, it's always more powerful. It comes from within. But I thought I'd ask you, all of you, and you said connections. That's what we all need. We need connections. And then I started thinking about connections. Mm. But, my gosh, what we need is to offload most of the connections
right.
because they're not working. And then that's when it hit me, Susan. We need the right connections.
Right. Well, I've been
you know, it's been said, an old saying that's been said ever since I was a kid. I heard my parents say it. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, but they were talking about that only in the career sense or the social sense.
Right.
But actually, in everything, it's not the food you eat, it's what food you eat. You know, it's not the calories you consume, which would be the number of ounces you eat of what. But it's what's in those calories, how much nutrition is in those calories. So this is what we need to become aware of, is not how many connections we have, but the value of those
and
connections.
And the ones that are sapping us.
Exactly.
Without that awareness and that awakenedness, we're not going to know which ones are totally sapping our energy. It's very seductive.
It is. It is very draining. And, I mean, this is a course in life, really. This one webinar is a course in life. I'm going to thank you so much for all your contributions. Susan, was there a special blessing you wanted to ask for?
No, I just wanted to say that came to me, all the A's, and I wanted to just put it out
okay.
there for all of us in the community.
Roll them up in one big ball called aliveness.
That's right.
Okay. All right. But I am going to take one wireless caller just to ask for a blessing. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to say thank you to the community. I had asked a friend who was injured to be included in the blessing, and she's getting better every day and started eating food again. So just thank you very much.
You are so welcome. What's her name?
Her name was Diana.
Diana.
Yep.
Okay. Scott, and thank you for your good work with us in your blessing and in the world. We're very, very pleased and proud of your work. Okay, everybody. You know what to do, and you know how to receive. But we may have some new callers on the line, so I'll go over it very quickly. There's really nothing to do except relax and shut off your mind. Right now, it can't come up with the answers. It doesn't even know what the questions are. Sorry. Bless your heart, little mind. We love you, but this is not your moment. So enjoy it. Sit on a park bench and let the heart take over. Just be open. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. If you feel like laughing, laugh. If you feel like crying, cry. Whatever you feel like, let it roll. Just be there with your heart open and all of your feelings open to God. Have your arms and legs uncrossed. I would say close your eyes, because your eyes will take perceptions into your mind, and it's kind of hard to not think when your eyes are looking around. Maybe don't even listen to outer sounds. Listen more to your heartbeat and the inner sounds of quietness. Just be still and know that God is with you. I will stand and ask the blessing givers who join me to stand with me. And we will offer the blessing after I say my invocation to Yeshua. As we do, we ask that the receivers will be in prayer. Because as Yeshua said, as you ask, so shall you receive. Remember, the Lord takes nothing for granted. He waits for you to ask. He waits for you to be in receiving mode. He doesn't even shove love down your throat. So ask. Be in your prayer. Whatever is important to you. Let us begin. Yeshua, we bring ourselves to the altar of your life that has been given for all of us, that life eternal may reign upon the earth and throughout all existence forevermore, that death shall have no hold over any of us, even though we will experience the passing of a physical body. We shall not die, and we shall live on. Let us understand the power of that aliveness, because if it has the power to survive physical death, then it also has the power to heal any situation in our life. Let us understand that with joy and faith and hope, with charity and thanksgiving, we can all join together to make this a world worth living in, to live beyond the problems, to rise above the dangers, and to leave behind all the hurts that we are enduring now in this moment. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for coming to our aid and our assistance and bringing those to us who can help us. We ask all of this in your precious name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. The blessing has been given. Now, go and rest and just receive for at least 7 minutes. Just be still and be with God. Bye-bye for now. Have a lovely week, and I look forward to being with you again next week.